Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
The world of 911 emergency dispatching is brutally diverse. One minute you can be talking with someone about parking violations.
What's the process we are to take to have people towed? Because it's actually delaying the mail.
And then all hell can break loose. Then the rest of the day is crazy. We could have murders.
Hill County 911, what's your emergency?
I just killed my children.
Home invasions.
He's in my house. I shot him.
You shot him?
He was coming up towards me and I shot him.
Natural disasters.
Tornado came through and got us. I'm buried under a bomb to roll my life. Ah!
Even bombings. My show, Music City 911, will put you in the dispatcher's chair, put you ear to ear with the callers and responders, and keep you on edge from start to finish. I hope to both educate and entertain, as I'm a 911 dispatcher with over 20 years experience. And just like dispatching, every episode is different from the last. Music City 911. Real 911 calls, real 911 dispatchers. Available to listen to on any podcast app.
Hey, I have a bit of audio for you today. I actually put this together for YouTube, but I think it's important for all of you to listen to as well. It's not really a lot of context or commentary on the YouTube video, but I'll kind of fill you in on the story so far before you listen to it. It's a collection of body cam footage and police interviews that tell the tragic and awful story of Madeline Soto. This is an ongoing story that's been getting a lot of attention on YouTube, but I'm not sure how much is being talked about on podcasts, so I thought I'd try and fill you in a bit on it. Now, as this is a Florida case, there's actually already been about 20 hours of audio that's been released to go through, and I've tried my best to whittle it down to under an hour, just to give you a sense of how this investigation has played out so far. And the story has actually become more focused on Maddie's mom than Maddie, and there are definitely some key things to listen for, mostly regarding reactions to some things. But Maddie's mom, Jennifer, has not been charged with any crimes. So I think it's also important to keep in mind that a young 13-year-old vibrant life was snuffed out far before her time, and that should really be the focus. But you won't be able to probably help having a visceral reaction to some things that you're going to hear regarding, well, just some stuff. So I encourage you to listen to the full hour and really try and take in what's being said. Now, just to catch you up, if you're not familiar with Maddie's story, Madeline Soto was living in Florida with her mom, Jennifer, and a couple of female roommates. I believe the house that they were living in was actually owned by her father and that he rented the rooms out. Anyways, Jennifer had a sometimes boyfriend that lived in Northport with his parents named Stephen Stearns. They had all lived together for a while, but then they broke up and then he would still come and stay with Maddie and Jennifer sometimes. On the morning of February 26, 2024, after celebrating her birthday the day before and getting home later in the evening, she was to be driven to school by Stephen and picked up by Jennifer. Only when Jennifer arrived at the school that afternoon, Maddie had never made it to school that day at all. So this is how Maddie's story has played out so far. Feel free to form your own opinions about the players in this story. As for how it ends, that kind of remains to be seen. Stephen Stearns is currently in jail awaiting his trial for one count of first-degree murder and 60 charges related to child sexual abuse. As for Jennifer, she's been given something called derivative immunity, which means that she can't be charged for any crimes about things that she's talked about to date. But if they find out that she lied about anything, she could face some charges. The story does move chronologically by interview, so I think you're going to get the gist of it. There are probably lots of trigger warnings in it, but for most of the terrible stuff, including Madeline's name, has been redacted. So there are some gaps in the audio that you're going to hear. So go gently with yourself and stop if you need to.
Jen, go ahead and tell us what's going on with Maddie.
Well, Monday morning, we took her to school. We dropped her off close to school, across the street from a church, which is it's right next to the school. She crossed the street and walked to school, what we thought walked to school. My boyfriend who drove her to school drove away at that point. It was seen on video footage that she hung out in the parking lot of the church for a few minutes and then got up and walked towards the school. But she never made it, that was around 9 a.m. when she got up. She never made it to school after that. It's right next to the school. I don't know why she didn't make it. I don't know if something happened on her walk along the way or if she got taken, but she never made it.
And that was the last anyone seen of her or heard from her?
Yes. I went to pick her up after school, and she wasn't there. So I started driving around, maybe thinking she took a walk. Maybe she decided to walk to my mom's office, which is pretty close to the school as well. Drove around, and I didn't see anything. I drove back to the school. The school was closed. I emailed one of her teachers. They confirmed that she was absent all day. At that point is when I called 911 because I realized something was truly wrong.
Of course. Do they speak English?
Yes, yes. Okay. This is mom.
This is mom? Okay.
Hey there. Hi there.
Hey there. What's going on?
So my daughter was dropped off close to school this morning, but never made it. I went to pick her up from school.
I'm sorry, one second. Yeah. I'm trying to get there right now. Okay. So she was supposed to be dropped off at school, didn't make it to school.
Didn't make it to school. I went to pick her up from school today, and she never came out. They announced it over the speaker, and I'm just like, maybe she walked here, because sometimes she'll walk here to this office.
Mm-hmm.
I came here, nothing. I went back to the school, they were closed. I got a notice, an email from the school saying she was absent, but I also messaged her teacher, and he looked at her entire attendance today and saw that she was completely not at school today either.
Okay.
So she never made it.
Okay. What's her name?
Madeline. M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E.
M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E. I-N-E. Last name?
Soto.
S-O-T-O?
Yeah.
Date of birth?
February 22nd, 2011.
February 22nd, 2011.
Just had her 13th
birthday. 13. Madeline Soto, age 13. I'm trying to get a clothing description now. What was she last seen wearing?
Green hoodie.
Green hoodie.
White Crocs.
White Crocs.
Either blue or black pants.
I think black shorts.
Black shorts?
Yeah.
Black shorts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Black shorts. All right. Do you know she has, like, friends in the area?
She does, but she doesn't know where they live.
She doesn't know where they live. Okay.
I asked all of them.
Okay. Is this, like, does she, like, have any places that you guys know that she'll be usually be at? Any friend's house? Any places that, like, she likes to hang out?
Not typically, no.
Not typically?
No.
Okay. Just give me one second. Let me see if I get some. Do you have a picture of her? Can you airdrop it to me?
Yeah, I know. Let me see which picture. I don't know which picture.
Anything recently, probably from a birthday party, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't there, so I had to look at. What's up?
Me, I guess.
Go ahead. That's what I'm about to grab right now. Yeah. All right, cool, thing.
Is this a good enough picture, or do you need a whole body
perfect.
Picture?
By any chance, does she have a phone number or a phone?
She does, but she left it at home today. I have it.
You have it.
And I've already gone through her messages.
Okay. How about, does she have, like, Apple Watch?
No. She's got a device. The only device she's got on her right now is her school laptop.
Her school laptop? Is that trackable?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah, it should be.
If the Wi-Fi is turned on, it'll try to connect
to new
Wi-Fi.
So by like circle here.
Okay.
It could have
7 years
ago.
Well, yeah, if she doesn't have a history of LA or anything like that, she's just hanging out.
I don't know. She got dropped off. She was like, so she's embarrassed by this car. So she didn't want to be dropped off at school. She wanted to be dropped off like half a block away so she can walk.
It's an image thing. She's in the face.
But he dropped her off half a block away and drove away.
Okay. Did she ever go to school, though?
No, we called school.
She was walking in that direction. She was rifling through her backpack, just looking for something. I thought maybe she was just looking for headphones before she got her walking on.
Yeah.
But she was just kind of, you know, shambling over in that direction. It looked the same as any other morning.
Okay.
What was the last thing you asked?
If she had went to school.
I got confirmation from the school that she never made it. They sent me an email saying she didn't make it. Mm-hmm. But I also spoke to her or emailed one of her teachers directly, and he looked at all her attendance for all her periods and told me she didn't make it at all today.
Okay.
Say it again?
White Crocs with socks.
No further information. 1064, 1946.
And when was the last time you seen her? Do you know the around what time?
Around 8:30, 8:40 when we dropped her off.
How tall is she?
5'1".
Yeah. Weight?
110 pounds?
110,
120.
Hair color?
Blonde.
Blonde, like a dirty blonde?
Like a dirty
color.
blonde.
Yeah.
Okay. Eye color?
Blue.
Does she have any markings on her, like any scars or anything like that?
She has a distinctive beauty mark on her face.
On her face?
On the face, like below the nose or near the nose?
Yeah, like right in that area there. It's very distinctive. You'd know it if you saw it. Big.
Any other scars or anything like that? Which, you know,
scars? No.
Tattoos?
No.
You'd be surprised. Did you put out the description?
I put the top part out. I didn't get the rest of that stuff here, so I can put it out. Can I just see that phone?
Black shorts, white conquer socks, approximately 5'1" height, blonde, dirty blonde hair, blue eyes, has a beauty mark under the nose. And here we go.
I'm getting a random 407 number. Hello? Yes? Hi, Principal. I'm okay. How are you?
Yes, my cousin.
No, her police officer is here right now.
Get stuck in the,
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can find her
paperwork. Does she have any social media or anything like that?
She has Instagram.
Right here.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Case number 24-11313. Today's date is February 27, 2024. The time is 19:16 hours. We're in Kissimmee speaking with Stefan Stearns. Okay, so we just, I know that you already spoke to the other detective, right, about everything that kind of happened today. If you can just kind of go over it with us one more time, the timeline from, like, when you guys woke up and took her to school and all that.
So we woke up early. The plan was that we were going to get McDonald's breakfast on the way, so we made amazingly good time.
I don't mean to interrupt you, okay? Neither of us were here yesterday, so if you can be kind of, like, specific about, like, times and stuff like that, okay?
Woke up around 7:15, somewhere around there, which is an early start for us, but we had talked about getting McDonald's breakfast beforehand. We wanted to make good time. We did make good time. We got out the door maybe 7:30-ish, 7:45-ish, maybe. Got over to that area. She was asleep in the car most of the time, just snoozing until we got there. We got to McDonald's. We're close to McDonald's. I said, "You still want it?" Wasn't into the McDonald's anymore, so continued on. And she wanted to be dropped off a little down the ways from the school. She's got this phase that she's been into lately, very particular about what car she's getting out of in front of the school. She prefers the mom's car, but my cars are empties. I get it. It's an image thing. But that was sometime probably between 8:20 and 8:40-ish, somewhere in there. It was along the stretch of the road that on the right side that has all the communities on it, mm-hmm. before you get to the overpass. We could see the overpass from where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it was on that side on that stretch of road, and that's where I dropped her off. And she said she was going to go wait for her friends. She was going to find them and hang out and wait for her friends. And I asked if that was going to be okay. She said, "Yeah, it's fine. Kids get dropped off early enough as it is. So it's not totally unusual for that to happen. It's just not usually that early that I drop her off. I do school runs every once in a while for her." I said, "Okay. Let her out. Have a good day. Love you. Thanks. Love you too." And I turned around and was driving away and was watching her in my rearview mirror to make sure that she was going where she was supposed to go. And she was moving in that direction, but she was rummaging around in her backpack or something. What I assumed was probably headphones or something like that, but I find out later that she forgot her phone here, so she may have been rummaging for her phone. But she was still kind of making her way towards that direction, so it looked okay. It looked like any other day. So we
this
came,
is all town center.
So we came across on Town Loop, I believe. Is that the school that is that the road that the school is on?
No, this is Town Center. Okay. So you said you were on Town Center, and then you made a right on Town Loop, which is the one that takes you to the school.
Yes, correct.
Right.
I think you missed it.
But what I'm saying is, before Town Loop, for Town Center, what street did you take?
I'm so sorry. I'm bad with the streets around here.
How do you usually get to the school?
I just take John Young and then wait till I see the McDonald's and make a left there and then follow that around, and that goes straight into the road that the school is on. Just use the landmarks.
You made a left on Town Loop.
Mm-hmm.
So you passed the McDonald's.
Yeah, that was when she said no to McDonald's at first.
Okay. So you guys keep on going on Town Loop.
Yeah. But at that point, we still had a lot of time to kill. Very early.
So what did you guys do?
Drove towards the school, made a U-turn, came back. Tried to do the McDonald's thing again. She didn't want it.
So where did you, did you do the U-turn at?
It probably was right by the church because it was still way too early for school. So it was on that stretch of road. I mean, they had the meeting there and the separation. So that left turn where the church is, you could make a U-turn there.
And then after you dropped her off, what did you do?
Stayed, talked to her for a minute, made sure, you know, is it all right that you're going early? Because it was still early.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to hang out and wait for my friends to get there," which she does sometimes, so it didn't sound, you know, outrageous or anything. That was it. Told her to have a good day. I loved her. She told me she loved me too. I turned around to leave, and I was watching her in my rearview mirror, and she looked like she was walking in the right direction. She was rummaging in her bag a little bit, like I said, but still sort of just shambling in the right direction while she was doing it. So it looked normal. It looked okay.
Okay. Do you remember what time you dropped her off?
I estimated it to be sometime between 8:20, 8:40.
Are you On your phone, do you have Google Maps?
I do, but I wasn't mapsing it.
When you're giving her rights, does she sit in the front or the back?
She sits in the front. She likes to see.
Do you mind if I look at your maps real quick?
Yes.
Thanks.
And just to confirm also, you said, so the second time around, you said you went up Jongyeong Parkway, you went through town center this time, made a right on town loop, and then you said you dropped
it was
off
right here in this stretch here.
Around this area, okay. Which was before the underpass.
Correct, before the underpass, just before the church. Well, the church was ahead on the left, the underpass was just beyond that, the school was just on the other side of the underpass. So maybe,
okay, on the left-hand side.
Maybe a block away.
Okay, and you said that that's typical of her to walk that distance?
Yeah, she likes the morning walks when it's cool. She doesn't like being seen getting out of certain cars. Being a middle schooler, it's an image thing. And she will sometimes like to hang out and wait for her friends. She's known to do that.
Do you mind if I just take a picture of your history?
Yeah, that's fine.
And that time would have been, you said, around 8?
8:20-ish, 8:30, sometime between 8:20 and 8:40.
What time does she go into class?
She has to be there no later than 9:15. Doors open at 8. Doors open at 9, I think. And then school officially starts around 9:20 or 9:28, I think.
Okay. And when you dropped her off, is that earlier than typical, later than typical, around the same
earlier
time?
Earlier than typical. Really? We had made really good time that morning, and with the subtraction of McDonald's, we had more time than usual.
Okay.
And she said it was okay. She was very confident, convincing that it would be fine.
We're trying to get just a good idea, times, all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm giving my best recollections. I'm not a morning person as it is. So a lot of the times are best guess.
But we know that you go up Jongyeong Parkway. That's the road you usually take to take her. And then you make a left at that McDonald's, right, which is the town loop?
You can make a left to get there either at the McDonald's or at town center itself. They both lead to the school.
So if you leave her at... Just so you get a sense of direction, Jongyeong Parkway goes northbound and southbound. So you're going northbound into Orange County, making a left at the McDonald's, which is the town loop. You said when you did drop her off at that medium, you said it was around 8:20, 8:30-ish, somewhere around that time.
Somewhere in there, yeah. It was early, but not like outrageously early, you know?
So what would you estimate when you made a left at the McDonald's to be?
After I dropped her off?
No, I'm saying when you dropped her off.
Oh, first left by that McDonald's.
Yeah, when you first go, that first left that you make at the McDonald's.
It had to have been around maybe eight, maybe quarter after eight, sometime in there.
Okay.
Sometime between eight and a quarter after, I think.
All right, so just so it's, you can kind of picture it here on the map. So you're going northbound, you make a left here around like 8:10, 8:15, let's say 8:15 around there. When you get over here, you make a U-turn, you go back to the McDonald's, but you said that she still doesn't want the McDonald's.
Still doesn't want it. She was just going to eat the danishes that I had given her.
So you're going up here now, still northbound on Jongyeong Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
You make a left at town center this time.
Town center, then make a right onto, yes.
And then you drop her off around like
dropped her off around halfway up the road there.
So keep in mind, all of this is still northbound.
Okay.
Right? You're still northbound on Jongyeong Parkway. Okay. So... why is your car seen going southbound at 8:10? I'll show you what location it is. McDonald's is over here.
Mm-hmm.
At 8:10, your car is seen going southbound at this intersection. So meaning going toward Kissimmee.
Mm-hmm. I had forgotten my gate clicker. I'm sorry. I forgot. I had gone back to the house real quick after we left because I forgot my gate clicker. I actually had to go through the front gate and use my parking pass to grab my clicker, so it was the wrong time. I'm sorry. Like I said, I was guesstimating these times. I'm not a morning person.
Okay.
So yes, we've gone out.
How far did you get before you came back down? When you realized you forgot your clicker?
Nearly all the way to the school, and then we turned around. We had plenty of time to kill, so it was time to go back. I rushed back, got the clicker, and that's when I came back here this way.
So you guys came back here to get your clicker?
Correct.
So when we look at the cameras in the front, it's going to show you coming back in
here
with her in the car?
Yes, with her in the passenger seat, okay. Yes.
I know it sounds like we're asking you stupid questions, okay? We just want to verify okay.
I'm sorry I'm not being more help. I'm not a morning person. I was half asleep as it was, trying.
The clickers to get where?
Into our neighborhood.
Okay. And you forgot the clicker where?
I forgot the clicker here.
So how did you get in?
I was able to use my parking sticker for them to scan to let me through.
Okay. So could you not have done that after you dropped her off?
I could have, but I also like to come back in from the back gate a lot of the times, and I didn't know if I would be back right away. And sometimes they're busy up front, so it's better not to wait in the line.
What time is security usually there at the front gate?
They were there when I came through. He scanned my ticket.
So would it have not just made more sense to drop her off and come back since security's already there?
I don't know if it made more sense. It's just what I did.
Okay.
There you go.
Good.
Oh, thank you.
Anything else that we haven't asked that you feel is important? Maybe that might help us out?
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble recollecting everything.
I'm going to step away for a second.
Anything that you remember maybe she might have told you?
She didn't mention anything in particular. I made a joke about her Crocs. She wears Crocs and socks. So we were joking about that.
Would you say she's usually like a happy,
go-lucky
girl?
Very happy. She brings a lot of joy. She's a very good girl. It definitely doesn't feel the same around here if she's not here. She was so happy, too. She was looking forward to my visit here. She was looking forward to us all being together. She was just happy. She was just very happy.
Oh, wow.
I loved her like she was my own.
And it's just, is she the only child or does she have siblings?
She is the only child, yes.
Do you have any kids with anyone else? Or
no.
So she's kind of...
Is what we call me.
So you'd say you guys have a pretty good relationship?
Yeah. Definitely have a very strong bond.
Just dating.
But, you know, I'm the person she goes to when her mom gets in a fight with her and she needs someone to comfort her. And I'm that person for her, you know.
How's her relationship with mom?
Good, most of the time. You know, puberty not long ago, so she's getting the PMS mood swings. And when her mom gets them too, you know, they butt heads. And so, as well as you can expect. But otherwise, very loving. Very loving. This girl knows nothing but love here in this house. She hardly ever hears the word no.
Can you state your full name?
Jennifer Lissette Soda.
All right, Jennifer. So I'm here to talk to you today. We're going to talk about... and you're familiar with kind of why we're talking right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me when is the last time you were...
Saw her, I'm going to say Sunday night.
Okay.
I heard her Monday getting ready for school.
So okay. You last saw her Sunday night about what time?
I would say 11 p.m. before she went to bed.
And you were here at home?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And where did she go to bed? Was she in her room, your room, or something else?
She actually slept upstairs with... We have a guest bedroom. We were all going to sleep together in the same bed, but I needed some good sleep. And I got a new job recently. I haven't been well rested. I needed some sleep. So I asked, hey, can you guys go to the guest bedroom upstairs? I knew he was going to get her ready.
Sorry. Okay. So you needed some good sleep. So, was it about 11 o'clock?
Yeah. I sent them upstairs, and I went to bed.
Okay. And that was about 11?
Yeah.
And do you guys normally all sleep together? Because I know you said that she sleeps in your room with you typically, right?
She sleeps with me typically. Typically, when comes into town, because he lives with his parents in Northport, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes to town, he'll sleep in the guest bedroom.
Okay. And Stefan is the one you're referring to, right?
Yeah, Stefan Stearns.
Stefan. How often does he stay here?
Oh. He moved away back in December, so I'm going to say...
He's visited at least 2 to 3 times since then.
Okay. Why did he move away?
He was offered a better... Well, his dad had offered him a job, mm-hmm. but it fell through.
Oh.
So okay. Now we're trying to get him back here.
And he just visits?
Yeah.
When he visits, does he stay for, like, hours, days, weeks?
I would say days. This time we had planned on him staying a whole week because I was going through training at work. Mm-hmm. So I wanted him to be here to help me with the dog, help me with the training.
Okay, so this time he was planning to stay for a week. How long has he been here? Or when did he arrive, rather, this time?
I can't remember if he arrived Saturday or Sunday morning.
Okay, that's fine. Sometime this weekend?
Yeah.
So that was last night around 11. And so about what time did you hear her on Monday morning?
I heard everyone getting ready around... I'm going to say 7:30, 8 o'clock.
And was it just Steph? Who else lives here?
I have roommates.
Okay.
I have Angelica Negro. Was one roommate. And then Natalie Rosero.
Okay. And you just heard all of them, or did you hear anyone in specific?
No, I just heard, if anything, Stefan came and woke me up accidentally because, he was trying to let the dog out,
mm-hmm.
and the dog, gets really nervous sometimes,
mm-hmm.
so I was trying to help him with that, get him on his leash, but, he got him situated and took him for a walk.
Okay. Did you hear around 7 or 8?
I heard noises in the kitchen, but I'm not sure, you know.
Not sure who it was exactly.
Who it was exactly, yeah. Gotcha. It could have been any of the roommates.
But you didn't see her leave Monday morning. Were you still in bed or still in your room?
I was still asleep, yeah.
Gotcha. What time does she normally leave for school?
We usually leave around... 8:50 at the latest.
Okay. What time does she have to be to school by?
9:28 is when school starts.
Gotcha. And so I think you had said the previous night, you and Stefan had agreed that he was going to get...
Yeah.
And take her in the morning? Okay.
And they were going to stop at McDonald's and get breakfast, but she changed her mind last minute and did not want McDonald's.
Okay. When did you find that out?
When did I find that out? When Stefan called me around 10:18 in the morning, I had stepped out to go get blood work done, and he had just let me know that he just got back home from running a few errands, and that I asked, did you guys ever just stop at McDonald's? And he said, no, she changed her mind. He tried convincing her a few times, but she did not want McDonald's anymore.
What time did you leave the house yesterday in the morning? Or what time did you step out, rather?
I'm going to say around 9:30.
Had Stefan returned at all?
No.
So you were there from... Just so I have my times kind of right. So you woke up around 7 or 8... You saw Stefan, because you helped him with the dog, because he was letting the dog out, right?
Yeah.
And then did you go back to sleep, or were you just kind of in the room?
I laid back down and went back to sleep.
Okay. And then, do you remember what time you woke up after that?
I believe I set my alarm for 9 a.m.
Gotcha. So, it would have been around 9 a.m. that you woke up. And in that time... In that time, you didn't see Stefan return at all? Okay. You left around 9:30, and then Stefan called you around 10 to say he got home?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Did he say anything else aside from she didn't want to go to McDonald's?
About her, no. About his morning, yes. He had, tried going to the vape shop when it opened, right after he dropped her off from school, and waited, but they never opened on time, so he came back, hung out a little bit, and he came home around 10, and then went back out eventually to the vape store to go get some vape stuff.
So he left after 10. What time did you get back home for the day?
Let me check something. I'm going to check what time my blood work appointment is at. I'll give you more of an accurate time.
Yeah.
Was at 10:15 and it took them 45 minutes to see me, so I didn't get home until 11:15, 11:30.
Mm-hmm. And was stepping back at that point in time?
I'm gonna say yes.
Okay.
Much, I can't remember.
And then what did the day look like after that?
So I did my blood work, then I came back, and then I just waited. I waited for the rest of the day until 2:30 to leave. Well, I wait in the car line, so I'm first in line to pick her up.
Yeah, that car line can be vicious.
Yeah.
So you left approximately 2:30.
Yeah.
And pickup's around 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you got there at 4, then what happened?
I waited in the car line for about 10 minutes, and she never came out. So I thought, maybe I missed her. I couldn't remember if I told her I was picking her up from school that day or if she had to walk to the office.
Okay.
So I went to the office to see if she made it. She never did. I drove around a little bit.
Okay.
Around a little bit, looking for her. I went back to the school. The school was closed at this point. I wanted to speak to somebody at the office to see if anybody could tell me if she had been there. I think at this point I had called, before I went to the school, I actually called her best friend and I said, "Hey, with you, I can't find her. She didn't walk to the office and she wasn't at school when I went to pick her up." She said she never made it. She's a first or second period, and I'm like, "What do you mean? I dropped her off, we dropped her off close to school." And she said she didn't make it to first or second period. I said, "Please check with the rest of your friends." She did. She got back to me, said none of them saw her today. I emailed one of her teachers. Her teacher texted me her attendance for the whole day and told me she wasn't in school at all. That's when I knew something was wrong, and I freaked out.
Okay. Is it typical of to walk to after school?
If I'm working, yes.
Okay. Do you have your keys on you?
Yep. Here, have it a little closer just in case.
Sorry, this isn't my car. There we go. Okay, so I'm not sure if he introduced himself, but his name is Luis Acosta. Okay. We both work for Orange County Sheriff's Office. So I understand you spoke with the other guy earlier, with Detective Frank Hunt, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. We have officially taken over the case, okay? So...
Are you guys with Kissimmee?
No, we're with Orange County. We're just, it's just a different unit.
Oh, okay. What unit are you with?
We're with sex crimes.
Okay.
It's just because of her age and is why we take over. Does that make, I know it's kind of confusing, but like we have like different rules in Orange County, and depending on like people's age, we sometimes take over investigation when it comes to missing persons.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When you talked to him earlier, I kind of got like a brief synopsis of what happened. I understand you have a new job.
Yes.
Okay. And if I say anything that's incorrect, please correct me. Okay. You have a new job, and last night you asked them to go sleep upstairs because you wanted to get rest. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What time was this? Do you remember? It doesn't have to be like exact time, but like just. Oh, and then yesterday she had her, or Sunday she had her birthday party, right?
Sunday she had her birthday party.
Okay, what time was that party at?
It started at 3 o'clock.
Okay, from 3 to what time?
I'm not sure. I wasn't there. I was at work.
Oh, okay. You weren't there.
But I know my sister home around 8:30.
Uh-huh. Was Stefan here at that time?
I'm not sure if he was here at the time, but I think he got here a little bit after.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay, she was already doing what she was supposed to. She had taken her nighttime meds,
mm-hmm.
and she was getting ready for bed, like taking a shower. She'd mm-hmm. take showers at night. So he's like, okay, she was already on it. I didn't get home until, I'm going to say 10:30.
Okay.
And then at 11, I sent them to bed.
Did Stefan make it to the party?
No.
Okay. And then, once you get here, you said you sent her to bed at 11. And the following morning, well, I'm sorry, let me backtrack a little bit. You send them upstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many bedrooms are upstairs?
3.
Okay. Where?
In bedroom number 4.
Okay. And what about Stefan?
Bedroom number 4.
Okay. Is it normal for both of them to sleep in the same room?
Sometimes when I really need a good night's sleep, I will send them upstairs. But when also a lot of times we will sleep together in the king size bed, all mm-hmm. three of us, or sometimes Stefan will go upstairs and our bed alone. So it just really depends on what's going on that night with our schedules and what we're doing.
Okay, where were you sleeping?
Downstairs in the king size bed.
Okay, is it just you two here? Well, you guys have a roommate, right?
We have 2 roommates, and one of the roommates has a son who's here like a little bit more than half the week.
So what rooms do you guys use?
The room downstairs, the master bedroom
mm-hmm.
downstairs, and room number 4.
Okay. So it wasn't last night. It was the night before. Stefan slept in bedroom number 4, and you slept downstairs.
Yes.
In the master. Okay. Mm-hmm. What time did you wake up?
I'm going to say around 8 o'clock in the morning, Stefan came into the room and was trying to put the leash on the dog.
Mm-hmm.
He came into the room somewhere between 8 and 8:15. He came in to put the leash on the dog,
mm-hmm.
and I got up to try to help him because my dog is kind of a nervous dog, and I didn't want him to pee on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So we wrangled him, put him on his leash, and he said, go back to sleep. And I said, okay. So I laid back and went back to sleep.
Okay.
I heard people in the kitchen. I'm not sure exactly who was in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, I came downstairs to get ready in her. So she's got, she's kind of got a bedroom in the living room. If you mm-hmm. go into the apartment, you'll see there's like one of those fake walls,
mm-hmm.
Separating half the bedroom. She's got like a like a desk with a bedroom and a TV and a dresser.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll hang out there during the day, but she never sleeps there. She mm-hmm. always sleeps with me.
and then the rare occasion upstairs. But most of the time it's with me.
Okay. Did you see her on Monday morning?
Visually see her? No.
Did you hear her?
I heard many people in the kitchen. I'm not sure if it was my roommate or her specifically.
Okay, is your roommate a male or a female?
Female.
Okay.
They're both females.
When was the last time you physically saw
Wednesday, 11 o'clock.
All right. So thank you for being here. We have some important developments in this case that we want to share with our community. I wish we were here to tell you that we have found Madeline, but we have not found her. Last night, detectives from the Kissimmee Police Department met with Madeline's mother, and they had to tell her the very devastating news that although we have not found Madeline, we are now confident that she is dead. So our efforts will be focused on recovering Madeline. Dozens and dozens of detectives, crime analysts, and specialized team members have been working nonstop and following up on every single lead and every shred of evidence. Our detectives have determined that Madeline was never dropped off on the morning of February 26th near her school. Instead, we believe she was already dead at the time and that Stephen Stearns moved her body in the early morning hours on that day. We have video evidence that shows Stephen Stearns discarding items in a dumpster in that apartment complex in Kissimmee at 7:35 on Monday, February 26. Detectives later recovered Madeline's backpack and her school-issued laptop from that dumpster. At 8:19, we have evidence that shows Stephen Stearns returning to the complex and Madeline was visible in that vehicle. We believe she was already dead at that time.
Well, I can confidently tell you she did not go to school with her backpack.
How's that?
Because we found it in the trash. So, Stefan, here's what I'm asking you and pleading with you is to dig down and do some soul searching. What you're being detained for? Capital sexual battery and possession of child pornography.
How long has he been in town recently?
He got into town Sunday evening.
This past Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. And he was staying with you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then...
They're very similar. They're both very childish. Like, he loves board games, video games, arts and crafts, all that
right.
stuff.
Okay.
I'm kind of a watcher.
What do you mean?
Like, I won't play the games. I'll watch them play the games.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
That way.
Yeah.
But he's more involved with that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
Okay. Do they ever go off on their own? Like, you kind of do your thing and the two of them do stuff together?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever?
It's, for the most part, it's the three of us doing something.
Gotcha. And then when he stays, does he sleep on the couch, separate bedroom? What's like the sleeping arrangements like?
It depends. For the most part, he would sleep upstairs in the guest room, sleep in my bedroom downstairs.
Okay.
Sometimes he would come sleep in the bed, all three of us together.
Okay.
And rarely ever would I send them upstairs to go sleep alone, away from me, because I need a good night's sleep, because if we sleep all the three of us together...
Oh, I can only imagine.
It's a king bed, but... It's like, she just...
Well, she's not a small baby anymore.
No, she's not. So it's just three humans on a bed is really uncomfortable, really tight.
About how often was, they would go, you would send them off on their own?
I would say... I would say, honestly, somewhere between, I'm going to say less than five times has this ever happened, right?
That's
it
fine.
Hasn't been that
And this is over the course of him visiting back and forth, correct?
You mean the sleeping arrangements, yeah, alone?
Yeah.
No, that was including him living with us.
Oh, like, okay.
Hardly ever would I send them upstairs because I had that rule that she couldn't sleep alone with him. That's just me. I'm just
right. Very... And then you said. So you're pretty familiar with him?
Yeah.
Okay. Whose hand does that look like to you?
I would say it's Stefan's.
Is that Stefan's hand?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. So, you and Stefan, have you guys been sexually intimate before in the past?
Yes.
So you're aware of what, like, his penis looks like and things like that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Does this look like Stefan's penis to you?
No.
No? Okay. What about that?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're thinking that's his penis?
Might be.
Okay.
If anything, it's not even the penis I'm recognizing, it's the things around it.
So it's the things around it that make you believe it's his penis?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we have these images, and unfortunately, over the last maybe 2 or 3 years, he's been doing oral sex, vaginal sex, and things like that.
What makes you guys...
We have photos. We have his phone. We were able to get into his phone. And there are some very, very unfortunate graphic pictures of him conducting various sexual acts with. I wish I could tell you this was all a made-up story, but it's not. Did you ever suspect anything like this? No? You okay?
Sure.
Okay. Can I get you anything?
Maybe some water.
Some water? You can just have it if you want to stay. Yeah. What are you thinking about right now?
How this can be true? How I missed the signs?
What signs are you saying you missed?
No, like, I'm just saying, if there were any signs, I didn't see any.
Right. Like, these aren't, I'm not telling you, like, these aren't just Google images that we found. Like, these are actual images. And I don't want you to say, I don't. But this investigation has taken us down this road. And that picture that you said that the stuff identified that Stefan's penis around her, I zoomed in on that photo because in that picture, it's in her mouth. Do you need any more water? Are you okay?
I literally thought I was coming here for the press conference, but this is not what we're here for. If you guys have found evidence of him being in front of the store like he said he was,
mm-hmm.
like, it's possible that his story might be true and somebody else could have taken her. Like, I'm just thinking, like, what if we're focusing, like, okay, the sex things happened, right? But what if that's completely a side thing and not having to do with this, like, her missing?
With all kinds of people stuff.
I remember late in the evening, like, when you guys let us know we couldn't come back, and I called his dad, or we called his dad, I started saying to him, like, I think they're focusing in on you, like, we need to call your dad, and I think we need to get you a lawyer, I feel like they're focusing on the wrong person, and he kept saying the same thing, he kept repeating what I was repeating, that, they're focusing on the wrong person. they're wasting time there. For the longest time in life, even though he treated her well, I still looked at him on, you know, like side eye, like making sure, like, is that normal? Is this okay? That looks normal. Okay. I wanted to make sure that nothing was happening and that I was missing something, but I was. But, he never requested. I'm sorry. Repeat the question then.
So I guess you said, like, you had a rule. Like, obviously, we know now they've, you know, slept in the same bedroom together and everything else. I'm sure you're questioning a lot of things that, like, you haven't been told or that are going on. The thought process of them sleeping in the same bedroom caused you to say that you had a rule for the longest time where they couldn't.
Yeah.
I have a son. He's a lot younger than her. He's 4. But I guess if I was dating somebody or had somebody over, I would never establish, and this is just me, a rule, he can't sleep in the bed with her, or she's not going to be, it wouldn't even be a thought process for me, so that's why I ask, because I wouldn't think of it even as an option.
Yeah.
So when you say you had a rule, I guess I'm asking, what prompted the rule?
Sleepovers before. Yeah. Like, you want to watch movies and eat snacks, can we do that? I'm like, no, we can all watch movies down here together. We can all sleep down here together. Up until June, together all the time. So we were always, she would sleep in the middle, I would sleep on this side, he would sleep on the other side. It wasn't until June that he got his own bedroom and I sent him upstairs. That's where the requests for sleepover started.
Okay.
And I kept telling her no. I'm not comfortable with that. But eventually, at some point, like we really want to watch. And I forgot what movie it was. They really wanted to watch something, and I was really tired. And I said, okay, fine. Go ahead, but this can't happen often.
This is a homicide investigation.
Yeah.
Based on the evidence I've seen, based on the videos I've seen, I do believe. With that being said, and the reason I tell you that, not to be an asshole, is because the thought process with us leads it in a different investigation, a different way. Meaning, whatever has already happened, right? We cannot change what happened most likely on Monday. We cannot change the fact that I believe Stefan killed her, right? All we can do now is find her as quickly as possible. On the 2% chance we're wrong and that she is alive, that's phenomenal, right? That's the best thing that could happen. On the chance that we are 100% correct and she has passed away, finding her now versus later will bring closure to your family, will bring closer to everybody, regardless of how it happened or why it happened.
I promise you.
Because you offering him a lawyer is very weird.
I know. That was still me under the assumption that, I think at one point you guys interviewed me, and when you guys showed me the picture of her, I believed the sexual stuff, but I didn't want to believe that he had done anything evil to her. I'm like, no, what if he did this stuff, fine, but what if she's still missing out there? What if somebody took her? I still wanted to believe I believed him. I believed his whole story. So I was just like, I kept repeating that part. I'm just like, what if she did get dropped off? What if she got abducted? What if she's missing? But that was me assuming that you guys had the wrong guy. I wanted to think he was a good guy still, but clearly he's not. After everything you guys have told me and have shown me, I know he's the worst person on this face of the earth.
We know
right
that
now.
We know he's a piece of shit now.
You know.
But you didn't know that then.
I didn't.
Then you offered a guy who the police suspected of kidnapping, abducting, assisting the disappearance. You offered him a lawyer. He'd snuggle. Sometimes him being in his boxers, you would wake up and she'd be in the nook of his arm, essentially in a cuddling position. And you never found that weird.
No.
Okay. Again, you and I may find things different. Why? And I don't want you to look back on it, because now you know you victimized her for a long time, right? Under your roof. With you home, most likely, because you said you're always home. You just got this job. You've been living off disability. I know the Kissimmee Police Department has showed you pictures. I know they've verbally explained to you some pictures. I can tell you that today, we're still downloading his Google Drives. We are still going through his social medias, his cloud-based servers, and everything else. And we can now piece back her victimization in your house under your care to 2020. Don't speak for anybody else, whether that's in this room or out of this room, bother me. It seems like some of your emotion up until this room, I think some of the emotion in this room is sincere. I think a lot of it's because I'm being an asshole. I'm telling you things you don't want to hear that shouldn't be said out loud. But when you talk to the news, when you talk to deputies, it feels, based on my experience in this job, that it's not sincere. I feel like some of your sadness is not real sadness. I feel like when you gave the interview with Fox 35, it was not sincere. Looking at that video one time, I didn't feel like your cries were sincere. And I'm not saying that because you're a bad person. I feel like sometimes people struggle to show real emotion when they're aware of what the truth is. So it has to be fake. This is your demise for the past, let's say, 5 years, right? But her going missing, her disappearance, if you have knowledge of how it happened, where it happened, an inclination, that emotion's not going to feel sincere because you're already aware of what happened.
I would.
It's almost becomes a lie at that point.
If I knew anything, I promise you, I would tell you. Like, I am willing to take a lie detector test, whatever the fuck you want, but I don't know anything. He's never mentioned anything. I've never seen any signs. I tried watching her like a hawk. I thought I was doing a good job, but I wasn't. I was oblivious to everything. 4 years?
Minimum. That's just how that far back the cloud goes. I find it hard to believe for me that you were so worried about how many pills she took at night, but not where she slept or what relationship she was in, his interest in her.
I thought we were all safe. I thought because less than that, he hadn't shown me anything so far. Like, everything seems fine. Like, he seemed like he treated her like
he treats you.
We continue to follow breaking news in Osceola County. The body of 13-year-old Maddie Soto has been found. The Orange County Sheriff's Office just confirmed that news.
Sky Fox is flying over a wooded area along Old Hickory Tree Road. We're told Maddie Soto's body was found near there in a remote area. Fox 35's Stephanie Buffamonte joins us live. And Stephanie, what can you tell us about this heartbreaking development?
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladocHealth/whatsyourwhy.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.